Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for April 9th, 2026 at 7:02 a.m. We have 5 key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number 1. Amgen, the biotech giant, has seen its stock climb 25% over the past year. While that's a solid gain, it slightly trails the S&P 500's 29% surge in the same period. The company is making significant strides in the competitive GLP-1 weight loss drug market, particularly with its compound MariTide. At the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference in January, Amgen announced that MariTide could potentially be a once-quarterly injection, a significant convenience factor for patients. The company has also strategically shifted its focus away from developing an oral pill, instead prioritizing improvements to MariTide. Investors will be keenly watching the clinical progress and commercialization strategy for this promising asset. Next up, update 2. Shifting to the financial sector, Bank of America has had an impressive run, with its shares gaining a robust 42.8% over the past year, currently trading around $51.88. The bank is demonstrating strong growth in diverse areas, recently being ranked as the top outsourced chief investment office provider globally for nonprofit institutions. Adding to its strategic moves, Bank of America is at the heart of a potential $14 billion financing package. This substantial funding is earmarked for Oracle's new AI-focused data center project in Michigan, which will support critical cloud infrastructure for both Oracle and OpenAI. This highlights Bank of America's crucial role in financing the booming artificial intelligence sector. Now for update number 3. Staying with banking but moving to the regional space, Huntington Bank shares is seeing some adjustments from Wall Street analysts. Bank of America recently lowered its price target on Huntington Bank shares to $18 from $20, although it did reiterate a buy rating on the shares. This adjustment comes as BofA trimmed price targets across its regional bank coverage by approximately 3% on average, signaling a broader reevaluation within the sector ahead of upcoming Q1 earnings reports. Huntington Bank shares is known for its strong dividends, placing it among the top bank stocks in that regard. Investors will be monitoring its Q1 performance and the broader sentiment around regional lenders. Continuing with Update 4. Turning our attention to the telecommunications giant, Verizon Communications, the stock has shown surprising resilience. Despite a recent downgrade from DBS Bank, which moved its rating to hold from buy and set a $52 price target, Verizon shares have still climbed nearly 19% so far this year. This blue-chip stock is also noted for offering one of the highest dividends among its peers, making it an attractive option for income-focused investors. The divergence between analyst sentiment and the stock's year-to-date performance presents an interesting dynamic for those tracking the telecom space. And our final update, number 5. Finally, let's look at retail giant Walmart, which is significantly accelerating its commitment to clean energy infrastructure. The company is rapidly expanding its electric vehicle charging network across the U.S., reporting an impressive 50% increase in EV charging sites in just the last 2 months. Walmart aims to have thousands of these locations operational by 2030, integrating EV charging as part of a much broader clean energy investment across its national retail footprint. For investors, this initiative adds a compelling new dimension to Walmart's investment case, showcasing its efforts in sustainability and enhancing its appeal to environmentally conscious consumers and shareholders. That concludes all 5 updates in your morning brief for April 9th, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.